So we have to do multitasking at our work, and because of that, when we come and chant at home, to focus the mind on one thing becomes difficult.
Yes.
Not necessarily. We have to see that the mind has certain energy. That energy needs to be used. So some people actually need to multitask. It's not that their job requires them to multitask. If they're just doing one thing, they feel bored. You know, if you just, you have one tab open on your computer browser. No, there are 10 tabs open, 10 programs open. Oh, this. See, different people's minds are different. So for some people, multitasking is a burden. Some people, multitasking is a joy. So it's just the way the mind is. Like some with respect to music. Some people, you know, they just like the kirtans. Simple, sweet kirtans. You can keep hearing. Some people, they have high musical intelligence. Now, they just sing in such complicated tunes. And they delight in that. They're not just doing it to show off. They delight in that, actually. But others, they struggle to follow that tune sometimes. So what has happening? Their musical intelligence is high, so their need is high. They need to have some musical gymnastics over there. Others don't need that. So different people's mind is different. Some people need to multitask, some people don't need to multitask. Now, whether a job requires and whether you have to do it, that's a different issue. Now, specifically with respect to the mind, it's not necessary that the habit of the work culture of multitasking is what distracts us. Now, even people who don't multitask, it's not that they are easily focused. What causes the mind to get distracted is Rajoguna. Now, in Rajoguna, sometimes people who are in sense gratification, you know, they're not doing multitasking. They're completely absorbed. When a cricket match is going on, you know, people just want to close, like when a movie, people want to watch a movie. What do? First thing is, they switch off the lights. No multitasking. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha gurunandana. I just want to watch the movie. No distractions. So, sometimes people, while doing sense gratification, also may be completely absorbed in one thing. So, actually, what distracts us from Krishna is not whether we are habitually doing one thing or doing many things. What distracts us from Krishna is the level of our consciousness. If our consciousness is materialistic, then we will be distracted towards material things. If our consciousness is spiritual, we'll be focused on Krishna. I have seen many devotees, many advanced devotees also do multitasking. Some advanced devotees just focus on one thing at a time. Now, whichever way, they're all different and they will work differently, which is perfectly fine. The important thing is that we try to spiritualize our consciousness. So, the more our consciousness becomes spiritual, the more we'll be able to focus. Now, sometimes if we have the tendency to multitask, we can use that in bhakti also. The bhakti and chanting also. Chanting means, that means, see, at one level, chanting means just hear the sound of the holy name. But sometimes if that doesn't work, you know, we can put a picture of Krishna in front of us. We can write the written Hare Krishna Mahamantra in front of us. We can have some verse which talks about the glory of the holy name written in front of us. So the idea is, okay, the mind can't focus on the holy name, then let it focus on something connected with the holy name. So the mind needs something more than the holy name to chew on. We can give it, instead of letting it take something from the material world and distract it, give it something connected with Krishna. Some devotees, after chanting a few mantras, they stop and they recite the Shikshashtakam, maybe one verse. Just give the mind something to churn on. So we have to find out how best we can focus on Krishna. Because, as I said, our mind is the only mind that we have. Now, how your mind can be best focused on Krishna is will be different from how my mind is best focused on Krishna. So, I have to take inventory of my life, my mind, and find out how I can best focus it. So, you can say, each of us need to do that similarly. Some of us may find that we sit and chant, we just struggle against sleep. We walk and chant, we may be able to chant better. But some days we are fresh, at that time we walk and chant, that walking is distracting. So, it's like, basically, dealing with the mind is like fighting a war. In a war, the general has a strategy for fighting the war. But every general knows that we can't simply translate the strategy into action. Because the enemy may attack in a different way. And we have to modify our strategy according to the way the enemy is attacking. So like that, we do have a plan for how to deal with the mind. But the mind comes up with different ways of trying to distract us in different days. So we have to find what works. So in that sense, if we, rather than affixing the blame either on our conditions or on our conditionings, we recognize that this is where I am. This is the battle I have to fight. Okay, how do I best fight this battle? We will find a way ahead. And each day also we may require slightly different things. Or some days we may require some things more, some days some things less. So if we keep that purpose in mind, that this is the battle I want to fight, this is what I want to do, we will get the intelligence to fight that battle. And over a period of time we may find, these are things which work for me. You know, when I just feel bored, I feel distracted. You know, I can do, maybe I can recite some verses. Maybe I can just read some section from scripture. Maybe I can just pause and pray. Maybe I can take a few deep breaths. Maybe I can just chant loudly. Maybe I can chant softly. There are various things which we can do. Just because the mind is not focusing doesn't mean that we have to just accept it or we have to resent it. We have to find out what works. Through all this resourcefulness and trying various things, we are showing Krishna, I want to focus. No, Krishna doesn't just see our feelings. He also sees our feelings about our feelings. That means, I am feeling bored while chanting. But Krishna, I don't want to feel bored. I want to focus. No, the other is, Krishna, I'm feeling bored. When will this japa end? That means, I am accepting the feeling of the mind as my feeling. But Krishna sees our feelings about our feelings. I'm feeling bored. I'm feeling tired. But I want to be fresh. I want to be focused. Krishna, help me. So if Krishna sees that, he's pleased with that. Even if you are not able to focus, that intention will please him. And we will grow in bhakti just by that intention. Even if it is not translated into concentration at times. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions?